那雅思口语星周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做你的朋友之间有的一次争论相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe an argument that your friends had， 一次你朋友，当然是两个朋友之间有过的一次争论，你也在场。开门见山，丧思路。首先交代这个争论本身是如何减肥的事儿，主要的核心争论点在于呢，是饮食更能够减肥塑形，还是运动。其次交代细节，当时我们是一起在宿舍里面，然后我们三个人嘛一直在聊天，因为过去我有一点点胖，所以说在请教他们俩如何保持好身材，他们俩的争论就出来了，一个是说呢吃很重要，节食很重要，一个是说呢可能运动更重要，把一些小的节点带入。第三结尾做一个结果性的讨论，他们俩呢其实有点生气了，甚至问我说你站在哪一边 Jason， 觉得我们谁是对的？那我给了一个折中性的论断，那我觉得你们俩都对，两种方法都试过，我觉得都挺有效果的，强调我和稀泥的一个状态。这样来看，三者观察回答符合逻辑。首先交代这个主题本身是那两个同学之间谈论一些减肥的事儿，是吃重要还是运动重要？其次交代细节怎么争论的？第三结尾做个引导，那我觉得他们俩说都对，我不希望他们俩产生不愉快的东西。这样来看，三者观察回答符合逻辑，基本还有引导。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, you mentioned about that topic. A time when two of my friends had a disagreement comes to my mind. Actually, it's all about how to lose weight properly in life. In fact, last weekend when we sat in the dormitory, the disagreement came to us. You know, in fact, for me, I used to be a bit overweight, and suddenly I was wondering if there were any better method for me to do. I mean, one of my friends thought that a diet was the most important part of keeping good body shape.He told me that we should avoid eating too much fat or calories in life. By doing so, all the problems of overweight would be gone. Another one thought that exercise was the only way to lose weight. The point was that we should keep doing it every single day in life. Above all, they asked me whose opinion I supported, and more importantly, I had to find the right one. I mean, for me, it was hard to get.You know, I realized something wrong on this topic. Then I told them I tried both. I mean, I've tried both of the methods I've mentioned above. I thought that all of them are right. For me, I trusted them. So, I mean, this is quite dangerous for me. I mean, it's like a quite impressive experience. So that's it.
那在结尾呢，这次做了一个折中方案的引导，也就是说他们俩一定要让我选出来谁的观点是正确的，但是我觉得他们俩都是 OK 的，那可能我去做了一个折中的言论的判断。考官接下来可能就会问了，当的朋友分歧的时候，你一般通常站在哪一边呀？还是说你会在中间折中一点呢，形成更多话题的引导或者比对？好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调有分歧， have disagreement。 第二个，我想知道是不是可以怎么怎么样， I was wondering if。 第三，脂肪和热量，Fat and calories， 最后他们之前提到过的一些方法， The methods that I've mentioned above。 这样来看，把一些小的鞋带进来，让本章更加有说服力。好，那今天的一期节目呢就录制到这里，如果再讲更多的问题还是可以 follow WeChat B1769-39107 B1769-39107， 希望今天这样一期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。